What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Avery Selection. to the Avery Selection Show. I'm Trey. That's Dad, or Bobby, as it says, but that's Dad to me. I got the point right. I'm good. Coming off a good weekend for Dad at football. Coming off a line for a lot of good teams, high school, college. I want to talk about that. Me and Dad, we're going to add some college picks finally into the show. We're moving this thing on along, trying to get a little bit more outreach out there. Dad, you feeling okay? Feeling good off the weekend?
Man, I'm great. Had a good time this weekend. Big win. I'm good.
Did you actually get to sleep this week?
Yes and no. I only got 2.5 hours sleep between Friday night and head to Memphis, man. So, same thing.
Hey, but at least it wasn't no parental duties this time.
Right. Basically, it was, man. I had to take the man up for a recruiting trip. So, hey.
Did he have fun? Did he enjoy it? His first one, wasn't it?
He had a blast. Yeah, his first one. He had a blast, man. He enjoyed it. So, I think he's going to love the process, man.
All right. So, we hopefully, little brother, hopefully we can get some of that hard-headedness out. I doubt it. But hopefully this process will help him mature just a little bit. But, hey. I can't blame him. We all do stupid stuff. It's what it is.
We all done it.
So, as I told you, we're adding some college picks into this. So, we'll add some college discussion into this. Of course, we're going to keep our high school picks. It's just because that's what we do. So, first headline heading into the week. Number one every week is our streak watch. streak watch, for those that don't know, is Columbia High School out of Huntsville. Sadly, that game losing streak is at 96 games. Sammy Coates is 96 now, I believe.
Well, they didn't play this Friday.
Oh, they didn't? Okay, so it might still be at 95. That might be on me.
I think it's at 95.
I had them losing to the bye week. Sorry.
Hey, man, I got a bye. I had a bye.
95 games. Excuse me. 95. Columbia, they're still at 95. They had a bye week last week. Dad, hopefully they're getting better in the bye week. We hope.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely, man. They're getting ready for East Limestone this week, man. So we'll see what's going on.
That's non-region, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, that's non-region game. So, you know, tune up for the real work to come the last few games.
Heading into this week, I think for a majority of high school teams this week, it'll be non-region. We're at that midway point in the season. Everybody's been beating up on the regions a little bit. It's been a little tough. So a lot of teams are going to head into the region. Some teams schedule down, some teams schedule up. Should be a lot of good football games heading into this next week.
He's one of those that scheduled up.
Yeah, Gadsden City, they got to go to Bob Jones. I've played at Bob Jones. We're down 14 already, so we'll see how that goes. Headline number two. I was excited last week. I thought Hoover was on the brink of destruction. I thought they was just not coming back from it. It looked like in the game halfway through at the half, they're down, I think, 20-0. I'm like, oh, man, Hoover's going down. Hoover ain't down yet, dog. Hoover Bucks, they scored 48 unanswered points in the second half. They end up winning 48-23. It was 48 unanswered, but the only team scored 3 points in the second half. So 48 unanswered points in the second half.
Yeah, they got up off the mat. They had a standing eight, and they decided to fight. So,
you know what's funny? I told my coworkers watching. I said, "We'll see if because Hoover's known to be a second half team. They've always been known to make those adjustments at halftime. Be a second. I was like, we'll see if they're the real deal. And I was being funny about it. 48 points, and that's the second half team.
They had a little time adjusting meeting, so everything worked out okay.
And so we're sitting there, we're thinking maybe Chip English, he might be on his way out. You know, they're looking like this in the first half. I think he's good for another week.
Definitely.
So what do you expect for this Hoover team going forward if they got 48 unanswered in the second half?
We'll talk about when we get to the picks, but they're okay for a week. Remember I said it now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about it when we get there.
But get to the pitch.
With Hoover scoring the 48 unanswered, you think they're going to be all right? You think Hoover's getting back to Hoover?
Yeah, I told you a couple weeks ago, they're going to be okay. They're going to get it together. They'll make the playoffs. And I'm telling you now, whoever they play first round of playoffs, they're going to beat. So.
Because that'll play. They'll That's play the Huntsville region, or do they, or do they mix it up this year? Is it they're playing one's playing? So I think one's playing four, two plays three. I think something like that.
Yeah, I don't care if it's Montgomery or whatever, whoever they play out of them region, they're gonna beat them. Watch.
Hey, I'm not even gonna argue with them this week on it. Them boys look scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Next headline. The NCAA, this is where we get it finally talking a little bit of college ball. The NCAA, they've passed a one-time transfer portal window. If y'all saw my rant a couple weeks ago, I'm all for it. This transfer portal, I believe it's passed. I think it'll be the January transfer window. So they got the 30 days in that window in January to transfer, and they got to stay through spring, through the fall. So what do you think about it, Dad?
Oh, I love it. I love it. The two transfer things after the season and then one after the spring was killing the colleges, man. You know, that's why people didn't have spring games last year. They didn't want people to see what they got in the spring, and then come in and try to pluck the kids out of there.
It's just like, that's not fair.
Right, right. So, you know, kids, yeah, if you don't move in January, then you're going to be there till the next January.
I still think with college, I still think you should get a one-time transfer anyway.
Right, right. But the new transfer window would help the high school kids anyway. You know what I mean? It'll help them with signing, you know, because you won't have two windows to pluck other college players. So you're going to have to, if you don't get that many in the first transfer cycle, then you're going to have to rely on your recruiting class, you know.
And
so
I
like it.
And it's, to me, and it's killing the transfer, being able to do like that, it's killing development. There's never been a year in college where all the quarterbacks, it's so iffy. Like, right. Arch Manning, he, I don't know. Hey, brother, I don't know what you were doing flexing on Sam Houston State. Brother, it's Sam Houston State.
What else is this week to do good? He been good 1 week, bad the next week. Good 1 week, bad the next.
But flexing on Sam Houston State?
Yeah, this was a good week.
But, like, him, DJ Lagway, their development, they don't look like they're getting developed. Is that a coaching issue now? Because there's a bunch of quarterbacks. It's like there's no development anymore.
And you know, all of them care more about their NIL than working on anything.
And that's what I think. Like, I can go get money, so why would they're like using that over institution's head?
Right. Well, like Nick Saban said, they don't care about getting better in the process anymore. It's just how much can you give me? You know what I'm saying? And that's why he got out. Because Nick was known he going to develop you. From your freshman year to your senior year, Nick was going to develop you.
And he did that. And it proved worked. And it proved that it worked.
But, you know, you got kids this year, but you might not have a whole different set of kids next year. So it wasn't worth it for him.
And I think like we talked about with the NCAA passing the one transfer, I think that'll help teams. Maybe kids will actually see that brotherhood. Because that's what a lot of was happening, too. They don't have that brotherhood in college anymore. It's just, I'm coming to get a bag, and the players that have been there already for a year or two, they see this guy coming in. That's the only reason he came here. But we have this brotherhood already. So I think maybe this will help, maybe. I think they'll have to get back to doing true recruiting.
Yeah, I hope so, man, because these high school kids deserve a shot like they used to have back in the days. But, hey, I hope so.
And then I think, too, you got to – it's on the parents a little bit, too. You got to raise your kid not to just chase after money.
We got a different generation of parents, too.
Like, it's just, I get it. I get it. A lot of these guys come from some very, very tough situations. I understand. But you still got to, that's not the finished product you getting in college. That's not the finish line. Getting that, whatever, that little bit of money you get, that's not the finish line. It's to develop you, whether it's in sports still, or it's to develop in a career of you're in college to get an education. You know, I know a lot of people don't realize this, but college is for education as well.
Oh, yeah. That's something they can't take away from you. They can take football, but they can't take that diploma and that piece of paper, man. So,
and then if you do something you love, and I will be the first one to defend, you know, a lot of the times these colleges and stuff, they don't do enough to help athletes translate out of sports. Because a lot of these guys have been playing from the time they were 4 years old, and now they're 22, 23 years old, and now they can't play football anymore. That's all they knew.
Yeah, that's why I love Memphis, because we had a 90% graduation rate, man, when I was there. Most of everybody I came in with finished, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, yeah, you can't beat it, man. And it might have took them a long time or whatever, but they finished. They got a degree.
And it was free.
Correct.
It was free. And there's some guys that go to school for 5-6 years, don't have a degree.
Yeah.
I ain't going to name no names, but there was a national championship winning quarterback a couple years ago, was in college for 6 years and don't have a degree.
Because he transferred classes all the time.
No, he was a walk-on at Georgia.
Oh, well, yeah.
He's there for 6 years, no degree. I guess I did just name drop. Oops, sorry. But I tried to be professional about it. I tried to be, sorry.
Hey, Google be somebody's friend.
Do you feel me? Somebody,
my Google right now. Who is that?
But to me, that's ridiculous. You're in college for, if I went to college for free for 6 years, I'd have 2 degrees.
Well, I went for 6 years. I ain't got but one, so.
You meathead. You just a meathead.
No, it wasn't my fault. You know, I had 2 classes to graduate, and they were only offered in the spring. So when that spring came up, the two classes that I needed was offered at the same time. Dang. So I had to wait a whole year to take one class.
Online would really helped you back then.
Back then, yeah. But right now, no, a newsflash. I was before online classes.
That would have been a real big help for you back then.
What was the internet? We didn't know.
You didn't even have dial-up yet, or did you have dial-up?
Yet. When I was in school, no, we didn't have no internet, period. Yeah.
Did you have it when you graduated? Did it come along right after you graduated?
It came out, I think AOL came out in 96, 97, somewhere around in there.
So you did get to live the good life for a little bit.
Yes.
Man.
No evidence.
Because I was telling somebody, because everybody, I work in radio. I would have loved to have been in radio back like 90s, 80s, 90s, like right at the peak of it.
Oh, yeah. We depended on the radio a lot. So, yeah.
Well, hey, radio's coming back, though. People realize it's better. Like, so much music. You got the people that making the relationships. Radio should have never went away. But it's back, and it's here to stay.
Yeah, next, no doubt.
Another headline I had, one of my last headlines I had, the AHSAA, the Alabama High School Athletic Association, it may be on the downfall, Dad.
They fighting.
Because somebody, I can't remember, it was a senator, I believe, state senator, I can't remember, representative something. I'm sorry that I haven't got all my research together. I may put his name in if I find it. But he wanted comments from everybody in the state on what they think the Choose Act, I think is what... What it was, right. The state wanting right. to block that, or I'm still confused on that, but the state blocking it or choosing it, however, whichever way they wanted it was the way, like, it was against the law he was claiming. So now we talked about that can of worms being open, and it looks like that can of worms is about to start opening.
Everybody is against governing bodies right now. So, you know, like college, they're trying to get rid of the NCAA, you know what I mean? The SEC trying to be their own entity, you know?
What is it, the National everybody, Communist Against Athletes, whatever Brian Bosworth said?
Everybody trying to be their own entity. They hating governing bodies because they don't want to play by the rules. They want to play by their own, so.
And it's just, the NCAA, I agree with that probably. They need to, something need to be done there. But the high school level, there's like we talked about, there's so much corruption even in small sports. It's all about money. It's all about greed.
Everything boils down to it. Money. That's all it is. Plain and simple.
I don't get it. It's just, and they want to be able to pay the kids to do this for this is school supplies or whatever, but are you going to define what school supplies is, or are we just going to leave it broad? And now all of a sudden, this kid that you wanted to come to your private school is now in that big old house down there with the mortgage payment being paid for a few months already.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. So,
like, or their rent's being paid.
We'll see where it goes.
I hope they get rid of the AHSAA and they put it back to where it should be.
Well, my favorite phrase, time will tell. Time will tell.
It's getting ugly here in Alabama. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
Every week.
As long as they keep playing football, we good.
Hey, football will be touch football in the next 10 years or so.
Watch your mouth.
I'm just saying, man.
Hey, put that on topic for next week. The state of tackling.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Yeah, we'll talk. Yeah, we'll talk about that. That can be 30 minutes by itself. Hey, but shout out to for the girls finally getting flag football though. Love that for them, man.
Well, you know, I'm married to an athlete. You know what I mean? And one thing she hated about flag football is that it hurts some volleyball programs.
Oh, because it's the same time?
It's the same time, yeah. So, you know, the girls got to choose between that and volleyball. So, if you got a small school, it probably hurt real bad if you started flag football.
Yeah.
That's why you don't see it in many smaller schools.
Yeah, it's mostly 5 through 7A right now, yeah.
Yeah, 5 through 7A, you got them, you know, but... There's some athletes out there on that flag football field that could help a volleyball team, and probably some on the volleyball team that could help the flag football team. So,
I can't blame them though. They're putting it in college because Sneed State, the junior college level here has it now.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, it's opportunity. There's more opportunity for the female athletes. I'm with it.
I'm telling you, I wish the girls that was in my class, man, I wish they would have had it, dog. Our Powder Puff games was the most physical football games I've ever seen in my life.
Oh yeah,
man! If you've never watched a flag football game, man, them girls get after it, dog.
Yeah, they do. And I'm gonna go back and watch some on the network, you know.
and it's good. And the thing about flag, I have my disagreements with it and agreements, but the thing about flag football, it teaches you to play technically sound, and those girls, man, they do it amazing.
Yes, because, you know, you can't wrap up and all that good stuff. So you got to play fundamental.
And some of them got some rockets on them.
Hey, Gadsden City's quarterback they had since they started the program, you know, she signed with Sneed State. So, hey.
That's cool.
And you talking about a 5'11", 6-foot girl that was playing QB and throwing it. You know what I mean? So, hey.
And she probably looked tall out there compared to them girls, too.
Yes. She was throwing it over the top. So, hey. I'm with it.
Hey, shout out to flag football. I'm finally glad the girls are getting another avenue too. But like I said, I love volleyball too, so I can see where that issue would come into play. But hopefully with the smaller schools, they can figure out, get something kind of smoothed out, because in the spring, you know, they'd have to choose between softball too. So I could kind of see it's a pick your own poison with that.
Yeah, it is. You're going to run into that issue with every sport, just about. You got some of them that overlap, so.
But shout out to flag football, and next week we're going to, the big headline is going to be the state of tackling in football, because there is none.
Yeah, I got a whole book. I might send you some video to attach.
Every week, I ask Dad a question. If I see something interesting going on in football, high school, college, whatever it is, that'd be a good question to ask him, because he was a coach for a long time, played football for a long time, so he's one of the best ones to ask this. My question this week, what's the, because I think I sent you that viral video, the kid, they're dragging each other and the whistle blows, he rips the kid's helmet off, and then he slaps him after doing all that. So my question, what's the right course of discipline for a player that's doing extracurriculars, for example, like that play, drag the player down? If I can save it, I'll put it in here so that way y'all can see what I'm talking about. But because the coach came on to respond before you answer, he was like, you know, I don't believe in throwing away a kid and all the opportunity and things like that. But there's got to be – that one I think is a little bit different, because it's already a flag because they're doing all of what they did. Y'all see it. And then he slaps him after the play and acts tough after he slaps a dude with no helmet. So what – as a coach, what's your way to that?
I know what I'd have done. But nowadays, I guess you got to know the kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to know his background, what he's dealing with, and all that. Maybe you not want to throw him to the streets acting the way he is, and football might be the avenue that saves him. You know what I mean? But it was uncalled for what he did. And personally, I probably would have just took his uniform right there, sent him to the locker room in his shorts. he'd have been done for me.
So what's the discipline after that? Because you can't take it back now. So when you get back to the school, or, you know, you got practice Saturday or Sunday, or you see him again on Monday, what's the conversation you have, or punishments that you got in mind?
If I let him stay on the team?
We'll say you're going to keep him on the team. Why did you keep him on the team? And then where do you go from there?
Like I said, you got to know his background. You got to know his story. So if I felt the kid was worth saving, And he might have been going through some things that other people didn't know about.
Yeah.
But he gonna go through some things at practice that other people ain't gonna know about either. You know what I mean? Like, what you hate the worst? With Roland or
Smithology?
Yeah, yeah.
Smithology. I'll put the little definition. Coach Smith, Ali Smith had this thing. It's called Smithology 101. It got 300 yards of rolls, 300 yards of bear crawls, and he got, I think, 300 yards of crab walks.
Yeah, well, he'd have done that for a week.
So then the avenue.
He would have decided if he wanted to stay on the team or not.
Like Coach Carter made him do 1,000 push-ups in the.
He thought twice about that. That's just, you know, and it's crazy. We've dealt with the last couple of weeks, and you've even seen it in college football. Yeah. These kids now, they are spitting on people. I don't understand that.
I was in the NFL.
Well, I don't see it on all levels. I've seen it on Friday night. I've seen it on Saturday. I've seen it on Sunday. I don't know where they get this from. That is the ultimate disrespect. But you can't retaliate in a football game. You know what I mean?
Dad.
Because they're going to catch the retaliation. You know what I mean?
Dad, if a dude spits on me, y'all going to have to forget everything you taught me. Because I'm about to break his neck.
I want to forget everything I taught you, because I would have taught you don't let nobody.
But like you said, the spin, like what is that?
I'm talking from a coach standpoint now. Now from a father standpoint, get him. You know what I mean? Get him, get him. But hey,
where does that come from? Where is that coming from?
I have no idea. But it's been bad this year.
Like us when we played, and us, like I said, 10 years ago, so it's not that long ago. Even back then, spitting on somebody, like, we didn't even go. I hated people, and I didn't go that far with it.
Right, we didn't do that
either. These dudes, they just walk up to you and spit on you.
Yeah, we might have grabbed and twisted some things, but, you know.
That ain't fun either. Hey, the grabbing and twisting, being at the bottom of a football fumble pile, it's some dangerous things going on down there.
There's some dangerous things going on, but we never
spit on somebody.
Nah, we didn't do that.
I got hit in places I didn't like getting hit. You feel me? Whatever. It's going on. Can't nobody see it. But spitting?
Yeah.
Like, you really going to go to another man and spit on him and not expect something to happen back?
Right.
First of all, right. You just got ejected for spitting because everybody saw that.
Right.
And now you finna get a butt whooping on top of it. In front of your girlfriend or the girl you was talking to that's a cheerleader, whatever. Now you finna get whooped.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know where it came from, but it has to stop.
Since we're talking about some stuff going on, what's your opinion on the Jameson Williams celebration that's kind of trickled its way on down into the college and high school levels?
In a W?
Jameson Williams. When he scored a touchdown and he was doing that that elaborate movement in the end zone.
Give a lady a lot of stuff this season. That's all I can say. Jameson, an adult, making millions of dollars.
But no, I'm talking about, because I've seen it at the high school level.
It's trickling down, man. They like to emulate what they see.
So what do you say as a coach for that, though?
We have a conversation face mask to face mask. You know? Come here, boy. You can't do that. You can't do it.
I've seen that celebration so much at every level this year. I can't get mad at Jameson. Like you said, he's a grown man. He got fined for it. I think they fined him like $100K for it. So
right.
But that's a celebration too. I wish we would have thought of it back then. But it's just like not in a football game.
Exactly. So
I know why I brought it up, because Baylor played, who did they play? Arizona State, I think. And I just seen this video on Twitter, like right before we started talking. So somebody was up in the press box and they were shooting the after the game. Baylor, I think, missed the field goal, or Arizona State made it. So whatever the result was, Arizona State won. They're at Baylor. And they zoomed out the video and they're in the press box. But you can see in the corner, one of the players for Arizona State doing that to the Baylor logo. So I don't understand. If I find it on Twitter, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the fifth.
So what was the, when you played, when you were watching, What was the most disrespectful celebration that you saw?
When?
Like when you played in your college days, you were watching either the NFL or you saw in the college. Because I know the U was crazy, but it wasn't nothing crazy.
I'm going to tell you, the U is the reason why you couldn't celebrate in college anymore.
I love watching those because those were cool to me.
Yeah. Before the 1990 season, I think every college football team, when we had preseason meeting, had to watch a 10-minute video.
And it was a Miami highlight tape.
Basically, it was the Miami highlight film. You know what I mean? You know, they were shooting the guns. They was, you know, thrusting their hips, all kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
And that that was crazy celebrations back then.
Right.
And we got kids doing elaborate movements on the ground now.
Yeah, it'll trickle down to the 10-8U.
That was crazy. I seen that video where the whole team was doing it. Like,
yeah. Yeah. So I'm out on that. I'm out.
What was the most disrespectful one you saw in a game? Did you ever, nothing to that level, I'm sure.
Nothing to that level because really we weren't allowed to do it. So we didn't get any, you know what I mean? So
it seems kind of boring though.
Yeah, it was. You scored a touchdown, you had the Barry Sanders that thing, handed to the referee and going to the sideline.
Come celebrate with us over here.
Yeah, basically. That was it.
So none of your teammates ever wanted to take the flag and do a celebration? Nobody ever got one off?
Nah, basically, hey. The most you could do is go in and snatch your helmet off and pose.
Because the basketball players like Melvin Bratton in the U ESPN, he said all the girls get to see the basketball players. He wanted the girls to see his face.
Right. That was the most
important. I don't really agree with them flagging them taking the helmet off. Like, to me, that's one that's really calm.
If you want to take
a helmet off, I feel like that's calm.
Yeah. That to me it is, compared to all this other stuff.
Compared to everything else, we got guys doing elaborate movements and stuff. Like, did you like my little... did you like my description of it?
Yeah, I saw that. That was nice. That's where to put it.
Because that's what it is.
If y'all don't know what we're talking about, Google. Is your friend.
I'll decide later if I want to put it in here. Maybe, maybe not.
It is what it is. All right. Last week on the picks, man. What you get?
9-3. I'll pop it up. I'm mad. I'll pop it up right here. He's 11-1. Whatever. I'm 9-3 on the week.
Yeah, West End let me down, man.
Let's get into it. I'll go on my rant when we get to it. But go ahead. Tell them what we had.
Yeah. Well, we had Susan Moore, Kusa. We knew what happened.
We both picked Kusa on that one. That was.
Then that, and the one I lost was Cleveland at West End. I thought West End would get them at home.
That was a close game, too. Was that 33-26? Yeah, that was a close game.
I mean, every game West End has lost has been left by single digits. So
they're getting better. They're getting better.
You know. So,
I had Cleveland in that one. I picked that one right.
Yeah. And then we had North Sand Mountain at Gaston.
North Sand's a ball team. Yeah, North Sand's a ball team.
They got ugly. I think 52-0, something like that.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot to a little.
Yeah. And Westbrook got Piedmont now. Piedmont got him.
The Bulldogs.
Piedmont got him. But hey, Steve Smith's squad fought. They fought, man.
Yeah. And like I said, there was no intimidation with that. You know, that's just a good team.
Yeah. Then Asbury at Collinsville. We both had Collinsville.
All right. Man, Asbury's good in other sports, man. I just feel bad for those guys in the football squad. Like, basketball, they're decent, and baseball, they're decent. I just feel bad for those guys in football.
Yeah, that ain't their sport.
Hey, their band did make their debut, I think, a couple weeks ago. So, shout out to them.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put a band on the field. You can't be mad at that.
Nah.
And the game of the week last week, Anderson at Host Bluff was a shocker.
I didn't expect that.
It was a shocker.
I'm like, because you picked Anderson and I picked Hoax Bluff. I thought it was going to be a 7-point, 3-point game. Anderson came in there and came to Hoax Bluff and shut them out.
All right. The next game was Etowah at Asheville.
This is why I don't pick Edward. See. This is why I don't give Edward credit for nothing. Asheville? No disrespect to Asheville, because them boys is balling. But this is why I don't pick Edward. I don't. This is why.
Well, you know they're having a tough time.
I don't care. They lucky we ain't put money on this, because they would have cost me money. This is how people go broke sports gambling. This is how people go broke right here for sports gambling. You, like, what's wrong? Come on, man. Should have took the spread.
Yeah,
it won't happen again. Yeah, ain't getting no more props from me.
Gunnersville,
A-Rap. Kind of new. Yeah, decent. And that's a robbery when you think about it, just because Gunnersville's 30 minutes away. Those guys, they see each other all the time. A lot of them play travel ball with baseball and stuff together. And they're always, it doesn't matter how good or bad either of those teams are. It's going to be a good game between Gunnersville and A-Rap. Yeah.
Then we had Boaz and Douglas. Boaz, get them
here. Somebody put it to me, when it's a city school versus a county school, you got to kind of put your money on the city school there.
They got a philosophy like that, huh? And then, you know, we had the emotional game. Scottsboro, I saw this, man.
The emotions, it don't help when you got to tackle a 230-pound running back for four quarters.
Oh, no doubt. No. Old boy from Scottsboro took that thing, man.
But, no, it was a beautiful tribute out there at Sardis, though. They put it in the report. It was absolutely beautiful out there.
Yeah, I told somebody, man, when they scored, they should have told them go for two, and we wouldn't stop them, you know, so they could score eight. You know what I mean?
Because that was the only time they was going to, you know, do that.
Yeah, that's the only time they got in their zone, man.
But still, big shout out to the Sardis community, man. They turned out in droves for the little young man, and we appreciate everything they did for him.
No doubt. Abbeville at Austin.
Man, the Aggies, man, they're fighting. They're fighting, dog. They're getting closer, bro. They're getting closer.
Yeah, we'll talk about it come pick time.
They're getting close, man.
And then the last game we had was G-City at Hazel Green. It was nowhere near as close as the score was. Nowhere near.
Hey, man, every time we go somewhere, bro, we down 14. We gotta fight for it.
Oh, man. It was kind of, and I'm official, but the officials got a little heavy.
It was a yellow party out there up in Hazel Green. Yeah,
it was more false starts than I ever seen in my life. I didn't see some of them. But, you know, I ain't going to complain too much, but Hazel Green had a couple of false starts right in front of the official. Like, the receiver would flinch and jump like this and wouldn't call nothing. But, hey, it was homecoming for them, so they wanted to keep the game respectable.
Hey, Gadsden City, man, we don't get no love even at home. So, I mean, it would have been like that at home, too.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But after out of last week's, the only one I'm still kind of mad about, Edward. I should have just took the spread on it and whatever. But
yeah,
it kind of went how we thought it would.
Yeah. But hey, this week we just got Friday night picked. Friday night, a little college.
Tell them what we got on the slate. So a lot of good games on the slate this week.
Hey, man, we got about five robbery games this week, man.
This is the best part about that midway point. People going out of region, they want to get back to playing those rivalry games. It's a lot of good ones on tap.
Yeah, you know, the first one we got Cedar Bluff going to Spring Garden. You know, that's a rivalry down there in Cherokee County.
And the Garden, man, they on their heels a little bit, man. They getting punched in the mouth a little bit right now.
Yeah, they getting punched in the mouth a little bit. I still think Spring Garden going to have too much, so I'm going with the Garden, man.
Yeah, in that one, I got the Garden, too. So we're going to see if they can get back to what they usually do.
Yeah, and dude, I got West End at Vinemont. I don't know much about Vinemont, but I'm going to pick them.
I did, too.
Yeah. Okay.
I was looking at their records and just kind of seeing where they was going to be. West End's been playing some good ball, but
West End was losing real close. No, I wouldn't be surprised if they beat them, but you know.
So this might be the game that gets me and Dad, but I think I'm gonna go Vinemont. He's going Vinemont too.
Yeah, I'm going Vinemont too. So I really don't know what's gonna happen now. Then Moffitt at Westbrook, I think they're going to get spanked. Westbrook got them.
Dad, I got the Brook, dog. That's going to be – I got the Brook on that one.
Got the Brook. Hey, I'll find one to go against your own, you know what I mean? But see, like all these games, it might be no brainers this group, man. Yeah. Well, Jared ain't that boy ass. We already discussed that off camera, man.
I got the Bulldogs.
Hey, my wife told me ain't no way that one team was gonna win, so I had to pick the other team. So I got the Bulldogs.
I got the Bulldogs, bro.
Yeah, Collinsville at Sand Rock.
Collinsville. It's a rivalry game, but I got Collinsville.
Yeah, they're separated by a sneeze.
Yeah, Collinsville.
I believe the stadium is about 7 miles apart, but you know what I mean? So that's going to be one of them. And then the next game, hey, the stadium is about 4.5-5 miles apart, and that's Plainview and Sylvania.
I got the Bears, man. I'm taking the Plainview Bears.
Yeah, as much as I want to pull for the Rams, I got to go with the Bears, man.
Plainview, man, it's just, they're always a gritty team. I know it's a rivalry game, so we really won't really know. Just like you said, those kids, right. they probably see each other every day outside of school, and yeah. You talk trash and all that type of stuff. So,
yeah, somebody got a win last week, so they might try to put it together.
And they're at Sylvania, too, so it'll be tough for Plainview, but I'm going to still stick with them.
I play with a little pride, you know. So
oh, yeah.
I don't see Plainview just beating them deaf.
No,
like that. But, stranger things that happen.
Everybody, girlfriend and auntie and mama's on either side, and so yeah, that's gonna be like you said, a pride game for sure.
Yeah. And the next game, I know you don't want either team to win. Huh?
I put exactly that. I put both lose in beside it, because I don't want to pick either of them, bro. I don't want to pick either one of them.
What? Southside going in the wall, man.
I put Southside, man. I'm not picking that wall for nothing. No, they done disappointed me twice this year. No. I'm not picking that wall. I don't want either one of you to win, but Southside for the pick's sake.
Yeah, for the pick's sake, I got Southside too, man.
Literally in my iPad, I have both lose beside them.
Yeah. The next way, it's going to be a tough one for our boys, man. We got to go up to Madison, man. Got to see that Bob Jones.
As much as that pains me, I got to pick Bob Jones. I got to pick Bob Jones. Just because I've been there. I've been there, and I know how it goes.
Yeah, they was ranked number 8 and 7 and 8 last week. They took one on the chin, so that'll probably be a little ticked off. But
and I hope we punch them in the chin. I want us to. I hope everybody knows. I want Gas City win. It's pick sake. I'm down in the picks, man. I got to get picks.
So I'm picking Gavin City.
I'll take the spread though.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll take the spread.
You know what I'm saying? At least we got one opposite game. I'm interested to hear your take on this one. Appleville at Grissom.
Listen. Grissom, I don't know if we have people from Grissom that watch. If you do, y'all are awful at football. when I played Grissom, I think there's a total in 3 years that I played Grissom on varsity football, they scored a total of 21 points, 28 points, I think. Awful. Albertville, awful at football. They scored 14 sophomore year. They didn't score any junior. They scored 7 junior year and 7 senior year. So I think it was 28 points in 3 years, I think.
Chicken box guys.
Yeah, because remember it was 21-0 at the end of like the first quarter when we had the lightning delay. So like it wasn't on us. Yeah, it was 52-0 at the half, brother. So
52-0 at the half. I remember that part. We had a running clock in the second half, maybe the quarters or something like that.
No, funny thing about I'll tell this story. This is a Coach Scott story that's actually kind of PG. So we're lightning delay. We're 21-0 in the first quarter, a minute and a half left, and we're getting the ball back. So that's how crazy this is. We're up 21-0. We're about to score again because Coach Scott was mad already for some reason that day. I don't know why. So lightning comes and Coach Scott, he's about this tall, comes in snapping mad because they're like the delay. The lightning was like, he didn't think it was close to the stadium, but you know, I think it's however many miles, 10 miles, whatever it is. So when you have a lightning delay in high school football, it's 30 minutes from the last strike. I think we only had 2 lightning strikes. So we're sitting there and Coach Scott, he's like, if that mother don't go to running clock quarters, he said, y'all aren't coming out until the fourth quarter. So we sitting there kind of like, man, we was kind of upset. Like, dang, Coach, this, I'm not having fun. So the referees come in the back side of, he said, coach, that coach over there wants to go to running clock court. He said, I bet he does. So usually you have a running clock in the second half. We had a running clock in the second quarter to the end of the game. Yeah. Eight minutes.
I forgot that they did it in the second quarter.
Yeah, too. We scored 52 points in a running clock. Running clock,
8 minute, three quarters, a running clock, and they're still 52 then. Yeah,
so
that's crazy.
With me saying all that, Albertville is bad at football too. I love Albertville. I love the community out here. I'm going with the Aggies. They've been fighting too hard to not win this game this week.
Well, I'm glad we against each other last week because I'm going to win it too. This one, I thought you weren't going to.
No,
you said you weren't gonna pick him
anymore. No, and then they're playing Grissom. They're playing Grissom, so I was like, okay, I got a chance to pick him again.
I'm rolling with Abbeville, and it's at Grissom. I'm still gonna roll with him.
Man, they gotta go to that awful Milton Frank Stadium where the visiting locker room's like the size of a box. I told him I wouldn't go pick the Aggies again. I got them this week. They got to. They got to win this week.
They can't let us down, man. We both picking them.
They've been playing good football too, man. This is a team that has truly gotten better every single week of the season this year.
Yeah.
And Grissom is awful at football, so it's the best. It's the best formula I've ever seen for a football game.
But if they lose,
don't you put that in the air? Don't you say that?
I ain't gonna say it. Hey, let's go to the next game. Gonna be a good one. Hey, the Birds go to the city, man. Over at Parker.
They're at Parker. But yeah. I still got them Hoover Buccaneers, man.
I'm glad you got them because I got Parker.
I don't know. It depends on what Hoover team shows up. If the second half demons show up, it's going to be a blowout. But if that first half team shows up the whole game, Parker might do some damage to them.
Hey, man, I think some of them guys might get a little big eye when they come in the stadium. You know, the atmosphere outside the stadium is a little different.
It's a little scary down there, Parker, if you ain't used to it.
Used to that, you know what I mean?
It's a little. You're coming
from the Birds, it's a little different.
Them boys, they've been getting a little cushy over there in the Birds, man. They got to realize where they at.
Yeah, man, you know, and the people down there, but people. People are scared to go to Parker, but when we go down there, hey, man, they're just the nicest people, man. It's just the surrounding area.
They judging the book by its cover, man. You can't do that.
Right. And them people just as nice. They got a good, nice stadium and all that, but it's just the surrounding area has got to.
With that being said, though, one of the most terrifying places I've ever been, and I'm from the hood. I'm cool with it. Bessemer City was terrifying.
Oh, Bessemer City.
Bessemer City was terrifying.
They ain't got nothing on Parker.
Man, that was.
I know it's Bessemer, though. You know what I mean? But they ain't got nothing on Parker, man.
It's more the people than anything at Bessemer, dog. We thought them boys was going to have some knobs and a socks type deal that day.
Oh, man. In the street game.
Our street watch.
It might go to 96. But. East Lawrence at Columbia, man.
I got East Lawrence, man. I just.
Hey, I'm telling you, I'm going to pick Columbia one week.
Just not this week.
It ain't this week. But I got a circle, though, on coming up. I'm going to pick him. I'm telling you.
Columbia, and I promise you, we're rooting for you. I promise.
Yeah, we're going to have a party, man, because I'm picking them in a
couple of weeks. Because I do not want to put – because on the screen, I'm going to probably do something funny and have 100 somewhere. So I don't want to have to do that.
Yeah. It has to stop somewhere.
And then NFL, man, that's probably going to be the greatest documentary ever. It's going to be all dramatic. They're going to get to 99. Oh, they're going to go to 100-game lose streak, and they'll win that game. I done seen how the NFL scripts games. I know what's coming.
Crazy. Yeah. Hey, see, you know, we're in a little thing now, man. Hey, college games.
College picks. We're going to start with a little bit at first. We're going to get our feet wet with it.
Down to high school picks and then increase some of that college picks, you know. But we're going to stay in state, you know. Auburn going to go to Texas Tech. What you think?
I hate Auburn. Let's put that out there. But ACC against Texas Tech, I'm going to go Auburn. They took one on the chin this week, but they had, We talked about some officiating at the high school level. The officiating at that game was absolutely terrible. Mm. It was awful.
Yeah, man. I don't know how they let them boys run a peewee play. Go over there like you go to the sidelines and stand there. You can't do that at NC.
Yeah. Gotta do better than that. Cam Coleman's in the air. Got a dude wrapped around his waist before the ball gets there. Yeah. I'm going Auburn, man. I think Auburn's got a point to prove.
Oh, yeah. Next one, hey. What about your tie at the Georgia Bulldogs, man?
I don't even know who to pick in this game. I genuinely have no idea. If you want to go history past, Georgia's having a blackout. The last time they had a blackout in Athens, Alabama came in and dominated.
It was bad.
So I'm on the history. Hopefully, history repeating itself there. I'm gonna go Bama. That one. It was actually really tough for me to pick. I'm gonna go Bama.
Yeah. I'm trying to decide since it's between the hedges, but I'm gonna pick Bama too. I know my daughter's significant other gonna hate me.
He'll be all right. Roll Tide. Yeah, I don't care. Roll Tide. He'll be all right.
Hey, man. Hey, you got to roll with the tide on this one, buddy. You know what I'm saying? What about LSU at Ole Miss, man? What you got?
Hey, man, LSU's not as good as people think. I'm going with Ole Miss. It's going to be a lot of scoring in that game because there's no defense whatsoever. But it's going to be a lot of scoring in that game.
Hey, man, I like Lane too, man. I like Lane too. But
did you see the alley-oop he threw to his player on the sideline?
Yeah. In the middle of the game, he over there throwing alley-oops here to celebrate. But being that I played there.
Yeah.
Forget Ole Miss. I'm not LSU, man. No, I wanted to say something else.
Yeah. We don't say that stuff here.
Yeah, I got some old wounds that ain't healed from that, man. You know what I'm saying? So, Ole Miss. All right. And I like Lane, but Ole Miss, no. I can't cheer for him.
He'll be all right. He'll get over it one day.
But I respect a good team, though. You know what I'm saying? But the name itself, no. Then my boy, hey, Memphis, we're going down to FAU, Florida Atlantic.
I'm going Memphis, man. They on the roll.
Yeah, Tigers.
Memphis, they have the longest winning streak in the FBS right now at 8 games. So I'm going with Memphis.
Make it 9.
He said 9 in a row. You heard him. 901 GTG. We got the Tigers.
Make it 9. Your alumni, Jack State.
Going with the Cox, baby. Going with the Cox, baby. Hey,
is that game at Southern Miss?
Jack State at Southern Miss, yeah.
Yeah, it's at Southern Miss. Hey, man, you know, Hattiesburg is a tough place to play, man. I played down there, too.
I don't care.
You got the Cox.
Cox by 90, baby.
I'm with you, man. I'm pulling for Jack State. I got Jack State. I can't cheer for Southern Miss.
That whole state of Mississippi, you're just like, bleh.
State, all right, but nah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They weren't as bad as Ole Miss. Southern Miss says it enough in their own, you know?
Yeah. So we got the Friday night high school games, got a couple of the college picks. What game are you looking forward to the most? Friday night high school or college, what you looking forward to the most?
The Birds versus the City. You know what I'm saying? Hoover and Parker. Hey, yeah. I want to see if the second half Hoover team show up. And, hey, if they do, it'll be a good game.
Parker, yeah, they pay too much for their players. So, I don't, you know. Hoover does, too. It's a battle of money down there. So.
I didn't say that.
I did. it's a lot of money going on that football field, man. I don't like Hoover. I don't really know too much about Parker. I think the big game everybody be looking at, Alabama at Georgia. Game day, college game day, surprisingly didn't go to – they're not going to Athens next week. So I didn't even see where they was going. Big Ten, Penn State and – where are you going? Y'all know me. I'll put it down there. But Penn State's playing somebody. So,
Okay, well, we'll see how that go.
Everybody's kind of seeing maybe Georgia's going to just handle that and do what they got to do.
They might.
Hey, we'll see if we'll see who won the bye week this week. We'll just say that.
Yeah, exactly. But who practiced? Yeah.
But that was the Avery Selection Show this week. Had some good picks. Had some good conversation. Introducing a little college ball, and we'll introduce more and more as the season goes on. Dad, you got any closing thoughts?
Hey, man. Go Tigers. We roast them hogs this week, man.
And he did go eat. He did eat some hog after the game, so you can say.
Oh, no, no. I had ribs and smoked sausage.
But we appreciate you guys listening. Like Dad always says, make sure you keep watching. Keep God first. I promise you, that's the best thing you can do in life. Make sure Jesus is first in your heart. I love you. Dad loves you. Dad, I love you. And, you know, till next week, you know, we out.